This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I hope you were there for the open of my show, the pregame, as we call it, where I told you my theory about what's happening with the stock market. I'm sure there are all kinds of competing interests. There are people who love illegal immigration and want the borders open. They make billions off that. There are companies that make money when the illegals come over and they get cheap labor. They make billions off that. There are people that were angry that Trump was trying to kill NAFTA, and there are absolutely people angry that Trump's trying to restore the trade balance between the United States and China, and those people are very powerful. They're lawyers, they're lobbyists, they're multinational billion-dollar corporate CEOs. They are China themselves, the communist Chinese government, which has who knows how many trillions at their disposal. You know, they can create debt governments on a whim. If they need $1 trillion to bomb the United States stock market and knock it down like a dive bomber, they will. There are interests out there trying to kill the stock market because it proves Trump is weak and it proves the trade war will not work and it proves Trump is wrong. We don't want to fight with China. But those interests are making money and getting filthy rich off of lousy trade deals that benefit China, not America, not American workers, not American workers first, not manufacturers. None of them. We all get screwed while they get rich. And I'm telling you, they are nervous and scared that Trump is upending their little wonderful game, right? Their apple cart. Trump's upending their apple cart. And they're the ones making the stock market crash. I'll bet you money because Trump's on the right track. We are getting so screwed by the Chinese and Trump's winning. All right. Bill O'Reilly is one of the great TV newsmen in history. How do I know? Number one, 16 years in a row in cable news. And just an amazing guy, and I'm just so tickled pink and honored that he chose my show for his comeback, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We've got him. Did an interview with him earlier today, as we always do on Mondays and Wednesdays. Without further ado, Mr. Number One, Bill O'Reilly.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root with the great Bill O'Reilly, number one on every platform, number one in books, Killing the SS, number one bestseller, and number one in our minds and hearts, as well as number one for 16 straight years on TV as well. The guy is just number one. I was going to call you one for that one. You know, the presidents are 43 and 44. To me, Bill O'Reilly, you're one.
Thank you. I appreciate that compliment, Wayne.
I don't know if you saw today's New York Post. I'm a big New York Post fan, ex-New Yorker, and love to read the Post every day. And Michael Goodwin is in the Post today with a column that's headlined, "Democrats Really Do Love Republicans When They're Dead."
Yeah.
And it's about Bush's funeral, HW. And boy, they are pouring praise on him the way they did on John McCain, and I'm sure the way they will, God forbid, sometime in the future on Bob Dole, who's 95 years old and looked very frail the other day. They love you when you used to be their biggest enemy, but now you're in the ground. It sure seems that way.
Yeah, it won't be that case when I go, that's for sure. They'll hate me then even more. Look, I read Goodwin's column. It's a good exposition for anybody who wants to take the time to read it. He points out that when Bush the Elder was president, that the New York Times hammered him ceaselessly, and so did the Washington Post. The Times was worse than the Post. We didn't have cable news back then. The network news was much more cautious. So it was primarily the liberal newspapers which did the damage. Bush noted and wrote me a letter, and I think we mentioned this. It's posted on BillO'Reilly.com. I posted two personal letters from Bush the Elder to me. And you'll remember, Wayne, that he said, please don't make them public until I pass. And I, of course, kept that promise.
Right.
They're there on BillO'Reilly.com, and one of them is with press bias. And he goes through it, not only with him, but with his son, Bush the Younger. So that's well worth reading.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the coverage of the funeral today was very good. I thought the ceremony was excellent. And it showed the world that Americans can come together and honor a great man, a patriot. So that was all positive, 100% positive. The nitpicking, of course, was in the left-wing media on television primarily. It was there. It will be there for maybe another 24 hours, then the story goes away. We all know what it is, Wayne. We all know what it is. My question now becomes, how long is Disney going to put up with The View? How long is Comcast going to put up with MSNBC? And the hatred that both The View and many of the commentators on MSNBC, and that's what it is, rank hatred. How long is this going to go on before corporate says, you know, you need to modify a little bit. We don't mind you're liberal, but hating every single day, no. So that'll be the next big story that comes. Whether those corporations, which are taking a beating, by the way, in the public arena, Disney in particular, start to say enough.
As we do this interview, obviously we recorded earlier in the day that my show, which is at 8 o'clock Eastern each night, at this very moment, the stock market is down another almost 800 points. Yesterday it was down almost 800 points. There aren't really a lot of headlines because all the headlines are about Bush's funeral. But it's pretty alarming to see a stock market down 800 points 2 days in a row. How's this going to affect Trump's reelection? Is this a long-term trend or is this a quick short-term blip? And what do you think's causing it?
You know, I'm not an economist. The stock market is very emotional. I don't think President Trump did himself any good by saying I'm a tariff guy earlier in the week.
Right.
I think the president's words moved the market. If it continues, then there'll be a decline, an economic decline. Now, the presidential campaign is just about to start. Joe Biden announcing he should be president this week. I guess it has started. President Trump needs a strong economy, needs a strong market. That market goes south and people start to get laid off and people start to lose their investments, it'll be very hard for Donald Trump to be reelected.
Yeah, and how about that Biden comment? What makes Biden think he is the single most qualified person in America to be president of the United States?
You know, he's been around forever, two-term vice president. Polls show he's the strongest Democratic candidate right now by far. So I think, you know, he's a little cocky and thinks he can beat Trump.
Yeah, I only hope he runs. I only hope he's their candidate. I think it'd be great. I think we'd beat him easily. But again, it depends on that stock market, right? I mean, you need the stock market to not drop 800 points every day. Not a good thing.
No. And Donald Trump needs to reassure the markets that everything is on track and that he's reasonable, that he's hopeful he'll get deals with China. NAFTA will get passed. He needs to reassure. That's what needs to happen.
What do you think of my theory? I want to throw a curveball at you, Bill. My theory is that there's a lot of people who make a lot of money in the D.C. swamp off of the bad trade deals we have now with China. And they don't want us to cut a new deal that's more favorable to the U.S. So they're the ones who are trying their best to ruin the stock market temporarily. So Trump is panicked and he's got to cut a bad deal or leave things alone. I think there's a good chance that what I'm saying has some truth to it.
I don't know if they have the clout to do that, Wayne. I mean, I don't know if individual traders or, you know, stock manipulators have the power to drive worldwide markets. I don't disagree with you that there are people profiting from, you know, bad deals. But I don't know if they have the power to do it. Donald Trump's the most powerful man in the world. Market wants stability. That's above all, they want stability. The more stability Donald Trump can assure, the better the stock market's going to be. Because the economy is essentially pretty strong now, but that could change fast.
Mm-hmm. All right, good answers. Always like your wisdom. I like you to weigh in on these things so I can hear it from the master. Number one, 16 years in a row on cable news. I always defer to the great Bill O'Reilly. Hey, thanks for coming on the show, Bill.
Sure, Wayne. Two quick things before I bail on you. If you want to see the letters that Bush the Elder wrote to me, they're posted on BillO'Reilly.com. I know we talked about it before, but a lot of people going in to read those letters. And Killing the SS, thank you very much for mentioning it. Number two next to Michelle, but that's all right. We were number one for a long time, and it makes a great gift. Thanks, Wayne.
Sounds great to me, and I'll tell all my viewers tonight, I had quite a few emails yesterday asking, will I be getting those letters and posting them on my website or on Newsmax site, and then I will tell them all to go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Well, you can post them, too, if you want.
Curious about those letters.
If you want to post them, you post them. Just photograph them and post them, but I think people would be very interested to see those two letters.
I'll send them to BillO'Reilly.com. Great place to go. Thanks, Bill. All right, BillO'Reilly.com is the place where you can find those letters. I didn't want to take a photo of the letters on his site and put them on my site. My site, by the way, is Root for America. I just thought it better that you go to BillO'Reilly.com. That's where you find them. And one mistake made by me, you know, the liberal media can never say that I don't own up to my mistakes. Everyone's human, and I make mistakes. I just work 16 hours a day with my head down, and I had no idea that on a normal Wednesday, the stock market was closed. I didn't realize that I mentioned it on the air the other day that Trump had said that that federal employees were off today, but I didn't know that meant the stock market was closed for the funeral of H.W. Bush. I had no idea that the stock market would be closed. So when I was in the middle of the interview with O'Reilly, I was literally listening to Bill and looking at my computer screen and checking what stocks were doing today, and it said down 790 points. That was yesterday, Tuesday, and I said, wow, it's down the same amount today as yesterday? It's down almost 800 points again? And I said that in the middle of the interview, and it just wasn't true. It wasn't down 800 2 days in a row. That was yesterday's number frozen on the screen because the market's not open today. Who would imagine to be a day off? I'd take a day off. Bush died. I'm sad, but I'm not going to his funeral. I have no time. So I work, man. I put my head down. I work, and I earn for my family and my legacy. I don't know from taking a day off because somebody died who I've never met. That's crazy. I can't believe the stock market was closed today. So there was no 800 points down today. It was yesterday was down 800. There was no double day. My mistake. My bad. Mark it up to me working hard. See you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, multitasking at its finest. Is there another TV host in America that reads texts and emails from fans during the breaks? I don't think so. And sponsors? I don't think so. I just don't think it exists. I don't think there's another TV host in America or radio host in America who brings in all his own sponsors. The people you hear on this show are my clients. Wayne Root has brought in all these advertisers. It's kind of amazing. So I've got this totally another life, you know. One life is 3 hours a day on radio and TV, and the other life is dealing with all of my advertisers and sponsors and clients. And, boy, you should see the Root household at Christmas time. A lot of people to take care of. A lot of people to thank. A lot of good stuff happening. But it's because I work very, very hard, and I treat people right. You know, that's my thing in life, man. I never burn a bridge, and I treat everybody right, as long as they treat me right. Sam Lannis is someone who treated me right, and that's why I take such good care of him. He is the lawyer who owns the Lannis Tax Group. And when the IRS came after me, you know, here's the thing. Very few in the whole country, very few hosts know their sponsors and advertisers. You know, Sean Hannity doesn't know any of the people who are CEOs of the companies that advertise on his show. And he's not buddies with them. Sam Lannis is my buddy. We talk on the phone all the time. And, you know, he would need to read a script, right? A script if he was going to do an ad for somebody. I don't need to read a script because Sam Lannis was in my life. When Obama's IRS decided to try and destroy me and intimidate me and persecute me, and that's just not me talking. Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton took my case and got my IRS files and proved absolutely positively the IRS was sent to destroy me because of my conservative politics. And Sam Lannis took my case, and he won, and he beat him. And 6 days later, new IRS audit, and Sam Lannis beat him again. Best tax lawyer in America. What was that show called? Best Damn Sports Show? Best damn tax lawyer in America, Sam Lannis. Is that a good testimonial? Is that a good endorsement from the host himself? Pretty good. And so I went to Sam and I said, listen, you took my case because you were a big fan of mine. And so some lawyers would have charged me $100,000 or $200,000. Sam Lannis charged me under $10,000. I think I paid $6,000 to defend myself. Because Sam said, I'm a fan of yours. I'll just charge you my costs. And that's it. because I'm such a fan of yours. Well, Sam, thank you. You are inspired by God. You're a great guy. But I said, can you do that for the average person? And Sam Landis has come back with the following. He's developed a program that can solve most tax problems for a monthly rate of $190. So the key is that you've got this lawyer that loves all of us, loves conservatives, loves Republicans, loves Tea Partiers, loves Trump voters, and he's willing to take care of you in the battle against the IRS, and he's willing to do it for $190 a month so you don't go broke, just like you did it to me, so I didn't go broke. The IRS was counting on either beating me, finding something terrible, and destroying me, or even if they found nothing, they would bankrupt me with legal fees. But Sam Landis screwed him up. He threw something in the engine and clogged the engine, and so the ship didn't keep moving, the IRS ship. Sam screwed up their plans. He didn't charge me anything, right? $190 a month is about what he charged me. So he's now figured out a way to do that for all of you. His phone number is 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. 1-800-934-3578 or go to his website, WeHelpYou.com. WeHelpYou with the letter U.com. So you are never an underdog again, thanks to Sam Landis. Here are the biggest news stories in America that you don't hear on the evening news tonight. You will not hear it on CNN or MSNBC or ABC, NBC, CBS or PBS or maybe not even on Fox News because only Wayne Root delivers you the stories that you want to hear. Caravan migrant delivers a baby the first day she's in the United States and that because of birthright citizenship, the baby's not eligible for citizenship. She was in the caravan of 7,000 Central Americans that went to Tijuana. She delivered a baby in San Diego, California, after illegally crossing the border, and the child will be awarded citizenship. This child's going to cost you $1 million minimum over the next 18 years in welfare and housing costs and school costs and medical costs. $1 million. This is insanity. How did she get in? I thought Trump was stopping people from getting in. I thought they weren't allowed to get in. I thought he had the army there, the National Guard. No, she was the army. I thought he was the military there. So they can't get in. And if they do get in, I thought they had to wait on the other side. And certainly they're not supposed to get in and drop a baby on the American side. And the day they get here, the baby's an American citizen. Insanity. You're going to bankrupt our country, man. And when we get back, I'll show you the proof that I'm right. By the way, ungrateful Honduran illegal migrant who complained about Mexican pig food when she was a part of the caravan. They gave her food. It was refried beans in Tijuana free from the Mexican government. She complained it's pig food. How dare they treat me like this? Now she's seen dining in Dallas, Texas with her sister on her sister's Instagram account. How did she get in? How are these people coming in? I thought Trump's stopping them from coming in. The entire government is against Trump. It doesn't matter what he says. If Wayne Root was president, I'd say, don't let him in. And they'd say, yeah, sure. Let him in the back door. The whole country is filled with government bureaucrats and lawyers working against the interests of the people and against our own president. And they're going against his own orders. Why did she drop a baby in San Diego? Why is that baby American? Why is she eating in Dallas, Texas? I want to know.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
An emotional eulogy for a former president from a former president.
Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man. The best father a son or daughter could have.
George H.W. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston until 6 a.m. local time tomorrow morning. Ohio senators are ticked off that GM is deciding to open a plant down in Mexico as opposed to keeping one open in their state. GM CEO Mary Barra was on Capitol Hill today defending her actions.
It's incredibly difficult to make these types of decisions, so our focus is on the GM team members that are impacted, making sure they understand all of their opportunities, and then also looking at what are the retraining opportunities as well.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, always answering texts, again and again and again, answering texts to my fans. All right, good fans telling me that the future is have opened very low. I may have made a mistake, and I thought the market was down 800 points second day in a row. It wasn't, but the futures are down 300 points for tomorrow's Dow. They're telling you what's going to happen. The NASDAQ down a lot, S&P down a lot, Dow down a lot. I might wind up being a visionary, you know? I saw something, and it was a mirage, but it might wind up being true. Maybe I was having a dream. It really will be down 800 tomorrow. I hope not. I hope not. I think it's interest. It's so clear to me what's going on. The economy is good. The economy is barreling forward. And there are interests out there that are A, angry that Trump is succeeding and they want to crash the market. And B, they're angry that Trump's winning the trade wars and they want to screw him over with the trade wars. And C, maybe it's the Chinese government who's really angry that Trump is screwing over China. And, you know, remember, in February of 2017... I had just been at the inauguration. I was a guest of President Trump at the inauguration. Thank you, President Trump. And I just left Washington, and I went on a two-week tour of Asia. Okay? I traveled to, I think it was six cities in five countries in Asia, giving a speech about what Trump would do for the economy, and I predicted every single thing that happened. Everything. I mean, it was a miracle what I said. Stock market would fly. Dow would fly. NASDAQ would fly. Jobs would fly. Manufacturing would fly. Real estate would fly. Trump would turn around the economy. GDP would fly. We'd have more jobs he knew what to do with. They'd be high-wage jobs. Trump's the greatest thing that ever happened to America. I predicted all that. And then I said he's the greatest thing that ever happened to the liberal media. He's going to make CNN $1 billion. He's going to make MSNBC $1 billion. I didn't realize that some of the hosts on MSNBC, like Rachel Maddow, would become shoot to the top, become one of the top in America. But I knew they'd all make money. So every single thing I said, oh, energy, we'd make the most money ever in history on energy. And look at now, number one with the world's largest energy producer. A guy couldn't be more right than me in my predictions, both at speeches when Trump was running for president and while I was on this tour of Asia. But the people listening in Asia were angry at what I was saying. No matter how great I said Trump would be, and I predicted all the great stuff he'd do, and it all happened, they got angrier and angrier and angrier. I thought my audiences were going to lynch me on the spot or tar and feather me, kill me, chase me out of town on the third rail. Because they all hated the fact. They came to me and they said, everything you're saying might happen, but it means that we're going to go down. You're saying that Trump's going to make all this money for the American people because he's going to take advantage of us. We've been taking advantage of you. He's going to stop that. So we're not going to have any money anymore. They were so nervous and so scared and so worried. You don't think they've all gotten together and they're trying to bomb the stock market? Oh, I think they are. I'll bet you money. This is not some crazy conspiracy theory. It's common sense. Trump is winning the trade war with China. They just capitulated again. Second time in 3 months they've capitulated and promised to buy billions of dollars worth of American goods. Trump was winning. And liberals aren't happy about that. The media's not happy about that. And the Chinese aren't happy about that. I witnessed it. I was on tour. I saw them. They weren't happy about that. So you don't think they're willing to spend a lot of money to make the stock market dive and therefore scare the bejesus out of Trump because everyone on Wall Street will say, we're crashing, oh my God, you've ruined the economy, oh my God. And they'll make Trump panic and Trump will just take his foot off the gas and he'll put his hands in the air and say, all right, leave the Chinese alone. Everything else was fine, so we'll just leave the Chinese alone. And they win just like that. And the interests that do it are evil people because they get rich while we get poor. Terrible. I want to mention before I take calls, and we're taking calls, we're finally filling up here, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you're watching us, you can listen to me 3 hours a day on USA Radio. All you do is go to usaradio.com and click on Listen Live Now, and boom, I'm on the air. 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast, 5 to 8 p.m. Central, and 3 to 6 afternoon drive time in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, anywhere on the West Coast. So either go to usaradio.com or if you're listening right now, you can watch me at Newsmax TV. Many cable channels around the country. We just added Comcast Xfinity. And some of them have come online. Many more will come online early 2019. And then we're on DirecTV channel 349, Dish channel 216. My website's RootForAmerica.com. But the key here for me is if you've watched me on TV, you know that I've had a metamorphosis. They've pulled back my time clock, right? I mean, I look 10 or 15 years younger. It's because of Sanagenics. Thank you, Sanagenics. What you did for me is amazing, but what I'm doing for you is amazing. Because I was the guinea pig, and you changed my life. And by the way, I wasn't fat to begin with. I wasn't unhealthy to begin with. But I could stand to lose 10 pounds, and I lost it. And I was just starting to hit some bad numbers in my blood tests at the age of 57, and they reversed everything. 90% of it's gone, completely reversed. 10% is much, much better and almost completely reversed. The blood test results are amazing. Thank you, Cenogenics. What you've done for me is priceless. There's no amount of money that could possibly have done what you did for me. So, you know, no matter how rich you are, the richest man in the world, if you die or you're sick, the money's worthless. And Cenogenics gave me the gift of health. And I call them the fountain of youth. They are my fountain of youth. Thank you, Cenogenics. If you want the Wainwright treatment, if you want to lose weight while eating more than you've ever eaten, and gain muscle while you're working out less than you've ever worked out, because you're doing it right now, contact Cenogenics. It's either Cenogenics.com and register for free. It's your free no obligation consultation. Either at Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, or call 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be older, don't call. If you want to be younger, call 888-YOUNGER. It's the gift of life for Christmas. What a great Christmas gift. Buy it for your husband, buy it for your wife, buy it for your spouse. I don't think there's any liberals watching the show, but if there are liberals watching it, buy it for the transsexual in your life. The transsexual, you know, what's his name? Jenner. Bruce Jenner, who's now named whatever his name is, Jenner. Caitlyn. Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn, you want to look better? You want to look younger? You want to attract other women, men, transsexuals, people who are fluid and change by the minute? Call Cenogenics. Cenogenics.com or 888-YOUNGER. But if you're a Republican conservative watching this show, which I assume you are, for the man or woman in your normal life, call 888-YOUNGER. Let's take Troy in Oregon on line four. Troy, you're on with Wayne Root. Hey, Troy.
Wayne, I love your show, and I really admire your conservatism.
Thank you.
I want you to know that. One of the things that President George H.W. Bush will be known for that probably a lot don't know is describing movies for the blind. A lot of us, we cannot see movies and we have them audibly described for us. And he described It's a Wonderful Life. And I tell you what, it was wonderful the way he did it. If you ever have that opportunity to check it out, it was just wonderful.
Yeah, I wish I could say that It's a Wonderful Life, but America's a great country. Capitalism has been good to me, but I got to tell you that I'm very scared for the future. I think we have a lousy life in front of us. Very worried that it's all over. Trump is just postponing the inevitable. Even if he wins another term, it'll help, but the future is so scary for my children. They're turning this into a communist country. There's no question. This will be a socialist country like Greece, like Italy, like France. Highest tax rates, highest electric bills in the world. They're just ruining everything. And, of course, even more important, how many of you know, Troy, do you know that in Europe there is no free speech? They can come in the middle of the night like the Gestapo, and they can arrest you and bring you to the jailhouse because you wrote something bad or negative about Muslims and Muslim immigration. They arrest you in the middle of the night in Germany for saying something negative about Muslims. That is so frightening, and you know it's coming to America. You know liberals will not allow Wayne Root to keep saying what he says on radio and TV. I can't tell the truth because the truth hurts liberals. They don't want it. They're going to try to take us off the air. Radio, TV, newspaper columns, they're just after me. I'm a target. Can you have free speech in America anymore? Can you own guns in America? How many of you realize that the reason the Japanese, after Pearl Harbor, did not attack the West Coast, because they would have taken the West Coast of the United States. The reason the Japanese admirals admitted that after they finished off Pearl Harbor, we had no Navy anymore to defend us, and there was no military on the California coastline. They could have taken California. You know why they didn't do it, Troy? They admitted the American people all have guns in their homes. The American people are hunters, and they've got rifles, and they were shotguns. Handguns. Scared to death of us. It's the reason no one will ever take our country over. As long as you don't let them take our guns away. I'm so worried about the future.
That's right.
Troy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for the nice words. Let's take Harold in Maryland on line one. Harold, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm very fine, sir. Thank you. I just want to make two points, if I could. Mr. Pegg, before you, was very concerned about some liberal called in because he was putting down Hillary Clinton at the funeral today, and as he well should have, and the man just wouldn't listen to reason and reminded me of what my mother told me many, many years ago, never have a battle of wits with an unarmed man. Anyway.
With a witless man, by the way, explain to me what you're saying. Harold, just answer this question. The caller was upset that Pags was putting down Hillary at the funeral. Is that what you mean? Or Trump somehow?
Well, evidently Mr. Pags said something about somebody was kowtowing to Hillary, and this caller was a liberal, and he got very upset that Mr. Pegg said kowtow, and then it turns out that he didn't know he had, but it turns out that evidently people said yes, he had. But good Lord, my second point would be, when I looked at that funeral today, I looked and I said, thank you, Lord, that she's sitting where she's sitting, and that Mr. Right. Trump is sitting where he's sitting. Yeah. And I think that is the greatest, glorious moment. And yes, she's sitting there pouting, poor baby.
Thank you, Harold. Hey, by the way, that liberal was so upset at the word kowtow, or at that mild attack by Pags. Oh, man, come on. Wayne Root has ratings going through the roof. You know why? Because I'm not as nice as Joe Pags. I don't spare Hillary. Kowtow, you think that's a bad word? That's not the right word that someone would use to speak about Hillary. The word they use is criminal. The word they use is lock her up. The word they use is horrible, evil people with a Clinton Foundation that, in my opinion, is a criminal enterprise, a mafia enterprise. So if you're upset over Joe Pags saying someone kowtowed to Hillary and you think that's a big deal, how about I think that Hillary should be up the river for the rest of her life? Now, I realize she's a very ill woman. I feel bad about that. She's a very sick woman. So up for the rest of your life might only be 5 years, but she should serve enough time in jail to compensate the American people for the crime she's committed. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Ordered today, it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio Network. So I promised you, I'm going to take more calls, but I promised you I'd tell you real quick why it's so bad when you let too many illegals in your country. New study is out. More than 7 in 10 California immigrant households run welfare. 7 in 10. And nearly two-thirds of non-citizen households in America run welfare. These numbers compared to native-born Americans, and I don't mean Native Americans like Indians. I mean people born in America, white people, black people, and Native Americans, Hispanics, whoever they are. If you're born in America, about 35% are on some form of welfare. That's horrible, by the way. But it's 70% of the illegals in California, and nationwide, it's almost 70%. It's almost two-thirds, 63% of U.S. households headed by a non-citizen are on some form of welfare. So you tell me what that does to the future of America when you leave the borders open and they sneak in. Even under Trump, she comes in, delivers a baby the day she gets here in San Diego as a California citizen, just like that. The other lady sneaks in, and she's in Dallas, Texas, eating dinner with her friend at a restaurant in Dallas after she was eating at the border in Tijuana, what she called, what is it, pig food, refried beans, pig food. That's funny. I go to Mexican restaurants, I eat refried beans, I've never complained. Let's take a call from Joe in New York, line 4. Joe, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Wayne. I just wanted to get your take on something.
Go ahead.
I was watching the funeral, George Bush's funeral this afternoon, and I noticed former President Carter and former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
Yes.
And I couldn't help but be struck by how low the Democratic Party has sunk since then. And I'll tell you what I mean. I noticed when Carter lost, he accepted defeat graciously.
Right.
And he got out of the way and just let Reagan do his job. However, no sooner did Trump win the election, then Obama comes out and announces himself as leader of the resistance, and, Trump is an illegitimate president. And no sooner did Trump win than the Democrats were out rioting in the street, smashing windows, vandalizing cars. I mean, I just wanted to get your take on how far left the Democrat Party has gone and how radical it's become.
Here in Nevada, we just went completely blue, and I believe it was all stolen election. The reason it was stolen is illegals voted by the large numbers because they get their driver's license at DMV, and no one could tell the difference between a driver's license for an illegal and a driver's license for a regular American citizen and a Nevada citizen. So they're all voting. The Democratic Party encourages it. I have all the texts on my phone that proved they were aiming everything at illegals and saying if you don't vote Democrat for Steve Sisolak for governor and for Jackie Rosen for Senate and for Susie Lee for Congress, the three Democrat major candidates, if you don't vote for them, you will be deported. Who do you think that was aimed at? It was aimed at illegals. The whole thing is a racket. The Democrats are winning election with illegals. But I haven't said that the governor is, I'm leading the resistance and the governor is not duly elected. His name's Steve Sisolak. I haven't said, from now on, I'm going to fight you, I'm going to impeach you, I'm going to remove you from office, I'm going to arrest you, you're a criminal. I haven't said any of that. But Democrats get away with saying that. Isn't that amazing? It's just amazing if they say things like that and nobody blinks because the media is on their side. Can you imagine what the media would say if I said that? The governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, is not correctly elected. He's got to be removed from office now. He was elected by illegals. The whole thing's a criminal enterprise. He cannot be the sitting governor. The whole legislature shouldn't be sitting. We got to remove him from office. We're going to find a way to do it. We're going to impeach you. If I said that, they would run me out of town on a third rail. But Democrats get away with that, and that's why we love Trump, because he's the first guy that ever fought back on behalf of conservatives. Everybody else is a wimp. That's why they love him so much at their funerals. Dole is a wimp, and I love him. He's a nice man. He's a great patriot. Don't get me wrong. One of the great American heroes who gave his arm, basically never was able to use his arm again for the American people as a patriot in World War II. Same thing with George H.W. Bush. Great hero, great American patriot. But as a politician, as a Republican, as a conservative, wishy-washy, moderate, establishment rhino Republicans, they all lost to Democrats because they wouldn't fight back. And so now the Democrats love them. They love dead Republicans, and they love dead Republicans who never fought back while they were alive and let Democrats win. Those are the two things Democrats like. So they love Bush, they love Dole, they love McCain. And so what can I tell you? It is what it is. Society is what it is. The media is in charge, and the media reports what they want to report, and what they report is nothing I believe in, nothing you believe in. Let's take one more call. Thank you for the call. One more call for the night's over. We'll take Mike in Fresno. Mike in Fresno. Mike, last call of the night. Be quick. You're on with Wayne Root.
All right, Wayne. I was watching the funeral today. One thing I got out of it, I was watching Obama and Clinton. It looked like they're looking for political statements. But the granddaughter's got it right, Wayne. They're talking about, in Isaiah, quoting what the kingdom of God is like. And that's what we need to stand up for. That's what separates Trump from Biden. It's free enterprise, blessings of God versus socialism, Wayne. And we have nothing to worry about here as long as we stand up.
Well, what we have to worry about is that these people are so deranged and dysfunctional and mentally ill. The Democratic Party is filled with people like that. They actually don't care that the economy is doing great. And that's crazy. They want to go back to the Obama economy. What kind of person would want to go back to the Obama economy? It makes no sense at all. Wages are up. The economy's up. GDP's up. Who'd want to go back? Democrats want to go back. They want to go back to Joe Biden. That's the Obama economy. He's Obama's right-hand man and number two man for 8 years. That's what they want to go back to. More welfare, more open borders, end of America. Pray for America, man. Pray to God. Pray for the end of liberalism and the end of open borders and the rebirth and rejuvenation of America. Let's make America great again. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. See you tomorrow. God bless. Have a great night. Be safe out there.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.